Welcome to Penalty Box Radio Live, presented by Salus Realty Group. Salus Realty Group, your premier destination for Nashville, Tennessee real estate. I'm your host, Sean Smith. Joining me tonight is also of Penalty Box Radio, Ann Kimmel. Ann, how are things going?
Things are going great. Well, fine. Okay.
You've been looking at the thesaurus?
Wide range of emotions this evening.
Wide range of positive emotions. That's good.
Hey.
And listen, a week ago today, we're talking 7 days ago, Alex Doherty and I were in this studio. Well, I was in the studio. Alex Doherty was joining us through some form of wizardry. I don't know how that works. But we were discussing the Predators' 18-game point streak. I mean, just absolutely incredible stuff. We also were discussing the mounting defensive injuries and some incredible comebacks. But this week, unfortunately, we'll be discussing an exciting new streak. We'll take a look at the playoffs, and we're going to talk playoffs. People are concerned.
They want to know.
They want to know, is it going to happen? And we're going to talk about charity. And don't forget, the hottest segment in Nashville sports radio, we've got the main event 3-on-3 draft at the end of the show. But we're going to get things started off tonight with our puck drop question. And I'm just going to say it. Is the sky falling?
Such a great question. Is the hockey sky falling? Look, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is my best parenting advice. This is what my adult children told me.
Okay.
And it fits perfectly with where we're at right now with the Nashville Predators and the question, is the sky falling? And here it is.
Okay.
Three in a row doesn't feel great, but I always told my kids, feelings are like farts.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Mom. Feelings are like farts.
Can't say it all in the air. You cannot say that on the air.
Okay, hit the panic button.
I'm just kidding.
I'm hitting the panic button. They are an indicator of something, but you can't always trust them. And I think that's where Nashville Predators fan base kind of has to just settle. Like, hey, you know what? This does not feel great.
Okay.
These three losses in a row may be an indicator of something worth taking a look at.
Ah. But do the old swipe.
But you can't. I didn't. But you can't always trust him. I'm going to have to just.
We've lost our producer. He's down.
Yeah, he's okay. Sorry about that.
I'm having a mental breakdown back here.
But I think it's true. I mean, really, you know, like this feels bad.
Right.
Worth taking a look at these three losses. What can we learn from them? But hey, you know what? I don't think we have to just ride the feeling.
Here's the thing. And, you know, I ask this puck drop question because I think there's a growing concern amongst the fan base that maybe just this recent, and again, it is a, let's call it what it is. It's a three-game losing streak, a three-game no-point streak. I mean, it's the opposite of what had just happened for 18 games is now it's three games, no points, absolutely nothing. Just very sad. But is like you're saying, as weird as that feels and as bad as it feels,
right,
it doesn't necessarily indicate that the sky is falling.
Agreed.
That you do not have to go home and change pants and come back to work, right?
Right.
Okay, that's good. I mean, nobody wants that. I don't think anybody wants that.
No.
I don't understand everybody in the world, but I try. So either way, I want to update the situation, okay? Because if you are out there in radio or Twitter or all the places you can watch or listen to this land, and you're one of the many, I assume there are many, that are worried about the playoffs. We want to ease your mind today. I think that's what, if we do nothing else, if you walk away from this show tonight feeling a little bit better about the playoff situation the Preds are in, then I think you're going to feel better. But before we get to that, we've got to talk about the current state of affairs.
Right.
This three-game losing streak, the three-game no-point streak, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. It doesn't feel good. We don't like it.
Not great.
But we're talking, you know, we left the last show. We got three games coming up. I asked Alex, look, we got three games, Arizona, Colorado, Boston. How many points are they walking away with? And we said, you know, you'd hope for three. You'd hope to get about half of those points.
Right.
You come away with none. It's an 8-4 loss to Arizona. It's ugly.
It's not great.
You don't want to. I mean, you don't want to lose to Arizona
ever.
And the Preds have done, if I recall, a lot of losing to Arizona this season. They've kind of been a I don't know, like a weird escape room that the Preds just can't quite get out of for whatever reason. And I really thought that at this game specifically, now that they had, you know, kind of sent some players away and brought in some younger players, they might be an easier opponent to deal with. But that was not the case. It was 8-4.
Yeah.
And, of course, Connor Ingram.
It's so hard to root against Connor Ingram, but yet for 60 minutes, there I was.
There you were.
There I was.
And it doesn't, it wasn't a great game.
Was not a terrific game. It's a great start.
Good start.
But you got to start as you mean to go on, and, right. and the Predators didn't do that. What I think is interesting, number one, I think a lot of people underestimate Arizona. They're not a terrible team.
No.
I know their record's not great, but this is a team that had some stretches with some wins. They've had very good goaltending from Connor Ingram. They've got a lot of talent. They've got some really good young players that have been up and down through this season and are hitting their up. So Arizona's not a terrible team. They are the hitch in the giddy up for the Nashville Predators recently, though. You know,
I'll agree. And I think if you go back to the show archives, the deep show archives of this season's episodes of Penalty Box Radio, you'll probably hear, you could find an audio clip of me saying something about how, you know, Arizona is not a bad team anymore. They're a team you're going to have to take a little bit more seriously. Now, I think they were doing really well for a while there, and then maybe the wheels fell off a little bit. But I really thought that this would probably be a game that they could win. They didn't do
it.
It was kind of that you didn't finish the way you started.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I mean, that's a problem the team's had in the past, and it looked like they had gotten rid of that, especially with that overtime win or the comeback win. It was an overtime win against Vegas.
I wonder if that played into it, though. You know, trying to kind of rationalize, hey, how did this happen against Arizona? I wonder if, you know, coming back from Vegas really, you know, and that's the end of a 17-game point streak. I mean, at some point emotionally, mentally, does the team run out of gas? Does it, you know, a team is always going to lay an egg, you know, no matter how good that team is. I thought maybe that was that game.
Yeah.
This was the lay the egg game. But then you follow this up with the Colorado-Boston game, and I think you kind of have to start looking at things maybe a little bit differently than just, hey, they laid an egg in Arizona.
I agree. And look, Colorado, like you said, 7-4 loss, not what you want.
Nope.
And then, of course, last night's 3-0 loss to Boston, which I don't know that 3-0 really tells the story of that game. That was a much closer. I mean, it really was a very good, strong defensive game. A lot of action for the majority of it. And I think, what, they scored their first goal with
7 minutes.
7 minutes left. Yeah. I mean, and then from there, it was, what, two empty net goals?
One empty net goal, and then one we just don't want to talk about it goal. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're
that's a little bit different than an empty net goal, but it feels the same.
Your memory's a little bit different than mine because I was really tired at the end of that game.
Yeah.
But either way, here's the thing. Were any of these what you would consider to be bad losses, Anne?
The scores would make you think I'm going to say yes. But here, when you look at advanced stats, here's what you need to know about these three games.
Okay.
In each of these three games, Nashville came out ahead in expected goals for.
Aha.
Nashville came out ahead in high danger chances for. Nashville had slight edges in Corsi for, which is kind of a reflection of puck possession. So it isn't like Nashville came out in these three games and played terrible.
Okay.
They maybe didn't play as consistently as we've seen them play over that stretch. And I also think there were a couple of very specific moments. I think losing Ryan McDonagh in the Colorado game. That's a pivot point in that game that's very difficult to come back to when you've just lost your best penalty killer. You're down to five defensemen. So I think when you look at the final scores and you say 0 point streak, you panic. When you look at the advanced stats, you say, you know what? These weren't terrible games. And look, that Boston game, Nashville was with Boston in that game the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And it really was a game where third period, you're like, next goal wins.
That felt like the Preds were going to win that game. To me,
it did.
And when what happened, I was like, oh, that's not good.
That's what I said, sort of.
It got a little bit worse from there. Let's talk about the power play. What's up with the power play? I ran some numbers, and by running numbers, what I mean is I looked them up And I did the math in my head because I think they were easy math problems. Mm-hmm. Power play, 2 for 11, which I believe is 18%. I'm not sure.
I'm not going to question you.
I'm also not going to get the calculator out and check because I feel like that's what it is. But that was 18% in the last three games. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the last two games, you ready for this? 0 for 9. That is 0%. I didn't check my math on that either. So
nailed it.
Yeah, but I think that one's right. What's happened?
Yeah, the power play has been, it's not been a shining star for the Predators, I think, all season.
Okay.
Especially in this stretch. And talked with Andrew Brunette after the game. Roman Josi addressed it. Ryan O'Reilly addressed it. And their major takeaway was, look, Nashville was playing slow on the power play. You play a very fast 5-on-5 game. You get the man advantage and you take it down a little bit. And it's a little bit slower and you can't do that. Also factor in the teams that are killing against you are two very aggressive penalty kills. Oh, yeah. So if you're playing slow and they're playing aggressive, you're going to get what you get. And we saw that in these last couple games on the power play. I mean, 0 for 9. Not great.
Now, I mean, they just had a big 18-game point streak. What was the power play like for those?
Yeah, so during the 18-game point streak, I think this is very interesting. Nashville's power play was at 24%.
That's a sight different than 18.
That's a smidge, yes. And the penalty kill was at 84%. Ooh. 84% compared to these last three games, 63%. So special teams.
Yeah.
Difference maker when it comes to collecting points and getting wins.
That's a big killer. And I think, you mentioned the McDonough penalty that took him out of that game. And I think a good way to go into break is just to say that I don't remember if it was Dan Hinote that said this or it was someone else on the team. McDonough is not a player that you can replace with one guy.
No.
That it's not, there's not someone that's going to step up and fill that role. That's going to have to be a group of people that fill a bunch of different roles. And unfortunately, you really felt that loss during that game. If you ever question the importance of Ryan McDonough to this team, go back and watch what happened after he got taken out of that game. When we come back, we're going to talk about the playoffs. But before we go, Preds fans, you ready for the faceoff? Just like hockey, home buying is all about strategy and timing. Salus Realty Group knows this game well. They're the MVPs of Nashville real estate, getting you the win with every transaction. Find your champion property at salusrealtygroup.com. Salus Realty Group, the power play for your home search. Welcome back to Penalty Box Radio. And I give a shout out to our producer tonight, playing some great music. Always, always does a great job with that. Look, folks, this is the part of the show where I usually read an ad that I've written about Truvo Sports Laundry. I'm going to veer away from that a little bit tonight because this is coming straight from the heart. And I'm not joking around. I'm not being like, oh, I'm going to be different and be funny. I'm just going to be really, really frank and honest with you here. Here's the thing. I've got a 9-year-old son. He hasn't even really started to stink yet. And if you're out there and you don't know what I mean, then that's probably good.
It's coming.
But it's coming. And here's the thing. He plays hockey. Hockey, you've got to understand, when you play the sport, your gear gets wet. You got all the snow that's coming off the skates. You're sliding around on the ice. You sweat a lot anyway. And you've got a lot of padding on underneath. You've got shin pads. You got a chest pad. You got elbow pads. You got a neck guard. You got shorts that are just monsters, and just that's the special spot where all the real stinky stuff goes and has a little party and just hangs out. And I'm going to tell you all that stuff because I only know one person with a hockey rink at their house, and it's not me. So when you're done, you throw all that stuff in a bag and you go home. And if your 9-year-old son or any age son or daughter, I mean, let's just be all inclusive here, gets that stuff home. If they don't take it out of the bag and, like, just let it air out, it just, it's like an oven of funk.
It's a petri dish.
And not the cool kind of funk from the 70s, but like the bad kind of funk from that hockey bag. It smells so bad.
It's terrible.
And like I said, my kid hasn't even really started to stink yet. But Truvo Sports Laundry came to the house to clean his gear. I think it'd been like 2 or 3 months. It was bad. And Truvo Sports Laundry came to the house. They brought their van, and they cleaned it on the spot. I mean, I think a lot of people misunderstand when you hear sports laundry. You think of like a washing machine, but that's not what's happening. Let me go back to what I've written here just so I get it right. Basically, they're going to use an O3 process that kills 98% of the bacteria and 100% of the viruses. That's what causes the smell, is that bacteria.
Yes.
And that's where staph infections come from. That's where MRSA comes from. All that stuff.
Lord have MRSA.
Well, if you don't get your stuff cleaned, you're probably going to have MRSA. And nobody needs that. That's going to shut your season down for a while if that goes around your locker room. And look, I know I'm going on for a long time, but I cannot express to you enough what this stuff, like, I couldn't bear to be in the car with it. Like, I could smell it from the cab of my truck with it in the bed of the truck.
I bought a car strictly based on where my kids' sports gear would go.
I don't blame you.
Because of that. This is so, we talked about this earlier. This is so genius. It's so genius.
It's great. They come to your house, they clean it right there. It kills all that stuff. I mean, the thing that smells the worst on a 9-year-old boy's hockey gear is the gloves.
Oh, gosh.
If you told me that after they were done, I'd be able to put that glove up to my nose and just take a deep breath.
And live.
I would have told you'd lost your mind. But no, that's what happened. Smelled brand new.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it. You got to check out Truvo Sports Laundry if you've got any kids or adults. I mean, adults play sports too, folks.
And smell.
And they smell a lot worse than a 9-year-old for the most part, I assume. I haven't smelled everybody. I'm not planning to either. But get in touch with Truvo Sports Laundry. Look up truvosports.com. Schedule a cleaning. They'll come out. They'll take care of you. Tell them we sent you. I mean, it's a great company. I think it's the only one in town as well. They do a great job. It's a service that I don't even think a lot of people know exists. We're going to move on from that. Very excited to talk about the playoffs, Ann.
Yeah.
And we mentioned before, it seems like a lot of the concern, I'm going to be honest, I was expecting, I know a lot of people talk about this. They talk bad about Preds Facebook.
I've heard a thing or two.
People sometimes even say that there are some takes out there on Preds Twitter that are a little bit overboard. I was expecting a full and total meltdown on both platforms immediately after the game. I checked, didn't see it happening.
It was very minor. I was with you. Expectation after that Boston loss was, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I was, okay, buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, kids.
Buckle up your cyber belt, because it's going to get real in a minute. And maybe one or two things from a very small minority. But I agree with you. I do think there's one question that most of the Predators fans that I've seen online and heard from have, and it's about, what's this mean for the playoffs?
Yeah, they're not freaking out about the law. No. I mean, it's not like, oh no, this guy's falling, which I guess is the theme of the show. But it's just been like, well, what does that mean for the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the playoffs. Let's review the outlook.
Yes.
Okay. So the Preds are still in the first wild card spot.
Correct.
Okay. Now it's been a minute since I checked. Things could have changed, and if I'm wrong, then by golly, these things change every time somebody scores a goal, it seems like. The Preds are still in the first wild card spot. They're 6 points ahead of the St. Louis Blues. They're also, interestingly, 6 points behind the third place Winnipeg Jets. The Preds will play St. Louis tomorrow night.
Correct.
On ESPN Plus and Hulu.
Yes.
For everyone out there that wants to know, where's the game? I can't find the game. It's on ESPN Plus and Hulu, folks. That's where you're going to find it tomorrow when they play the St. Louis Blues, who they are 6 points ahead of.
Yes.
Okay. And I gave you a special assignment earlier.
You did.
And we were discussing it before the show. And I think you did a great job. And I think I want you to share with everyone. What did you learn about, like, talk to me about the playoff situation. Like, what, you know, they're playing St. Louis. What does a win do? What does a loss do? How does that change things? So let's hear it.
All right. So basically, we're going to talk about something called the magic number. Now, if you are maybe from our generation, I don't know if you're going to know this or not, but Schoolhouse Rock told us 3 is the magic number. Do you
remember? It is.
Yes. I love it. Yes. 3
so
is
did
the
Spider-Man
magic-
Homecoming. Or not Homecoming. No Way Home.
I love that it's intergenerational now, but...
Really?
It did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's also false for our intents and purposes tonight.
So 3 is not the Pred's magic number.
3 is not the Predator's magic number.
It's our magic number.
That's right. It's the collective.
There's 3 of us in the studio.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Yeah, but the Predator's magic number is 8.
Okay.
And what that means is that the Predators need 8 points to lock up a playoff spot. What is interesting is how you get those points.
Okay.
Of course, you get those points with a win. A win in regulation, 2 points. It's going to take that number down.
Okay.
You want to get to 0. So a win by the Predators, 2 points. Overtime
loss. Goes down to 6.
Goes down to 6. Okay. Overtime loss goes down to 7. Okay. But that number also moves based on the losses of the team trying to get into a wild card spot.
So in this case, the Blues.
Currently, okay, it's the St. Louis Blues. So they're who we're watching, and that is why tomorrow night's game could be so pivotal in the playoff race.
Okay, because now if St. Louis, just not the Preds game, just in this world where we're existing, this theoretical vacuum where mm-hmm. the Preds have a magic number is eight. If any Preds win, it goes down 2 points.
Correct.
Overtime loss, it goes down 1 point.
Correct.
A St. Louis loss does what?
St. Louis loss takes it down 2 points. So the Predators number is also affected by the losses of teams trying to get into the postseason.
Okay. So help me out here.
I'm going to try.
And look, if we're wrong, I'm sure there's
someone
out there. We're not.
We're not.
Let me write that down.
Okay. I like the confidence.
Asterisk.
Okay. I don't have the math confidence here. So
I was a theater major. I don't know why I got this assignment, but I can act like I know what I'm talking about, friends.
This is it. This is it right here. All right. So if the Preds win against mm-hmm. the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night on ESPN Plus and Hulu, for those of you who don't know, and the Blues lose, which rhymes,
magic number moves by 4.
Whoa.
Moves by 4. That's a 4-point swing because the Predators will get 2 points. The Blues lose 2 points. That's a 4-point swing. So that moves the magic number significantly.
So when you hear somebody say, like say a coach or somebody, that this is a 4-point game, that's what they're talking about.
This is a 4-point game.
Okay. I'm learning a lot tonight. I like that. I like to learn about this because this, again, like I've always heard the magic number. I've always kind of, the magic number is 15 and you're like, all right. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
How do we get that?
It's like, now the magic number is 12. You're like, cool. Like, I don't know. All right. Anyway, so let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. If the Predators, God forbid,
knocking on wood,
lose and the Blues win, doesn't rhyme. What happens?
Magic number stays at 8. The magic number will never increase. It will only stay the same or decrease. It's only going to stay the same if the team in contention wins out or if the Predators don't win.
Okay.
It's going to decrease. It's never going to increase.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if the worst case scenario happens and the Predators lose tomorrow night to the Blues on ESPN Plus and Hulu, the magic number is going to stay the same.
Magic number is going to stay the same. It's going to stay 8. Still going to need 8 points.
So I think that's the piece of information. I think it's going to bring people the most peace in my mind. I like that. That's really good. Well, I think let's continue this discussion a little bit longer when we come back from break. And you think that's there's a little bit of meat left on the bone. Sound good?
Let's get after it.
All right. Let's. I want to talk to you about something else first, though. As we look ahead to the next Predator showdown, it's the perfect time to plan your future in Nashville. Salus Realty Group is ready to assist, ensuring your real estate goals are met with the determination of a playoff chase. Visit salusrealtygroup.com and let's start mapping out your game plan. Salus Realty Group, where every closing is a championship victory. Welcome back to Penalty Box Radio Live. Penalty Box Radio is brought to you by the Music City Marauders. The Music City Marauders have announced their spring tryout dates. Spring tryouts will be held April 29th through May 2nd. This is the chance your hockey player has been waiting for to try out for a competitive youth hockey team. I can speak from experience. This is an incredible program and a great opportunity to train with great coaches and play against some of the best teams in the country. Head over to www.musiccitymarauders.com to sign up for tryouts today. Listen, Ann, I'm going to tell you, if you or anybody out, any of the, if you're one of the thousands of people, millions of people,
and millions
watching this feed, right? And you ever see me looking off this way as we come back into the show, it's because I'm waiting to see what Connor is going to bless us with as we come back in.
It's always a blessing.
Always good.
Always good.
Connor, I feel like you need the opportunity to tell everybody, if they don't know, because some people won't know, what did you just play? Tell us.
Let me let the man speak for himself.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
It's the Rock.
You know what takes care of that smell? Truvo Sports Laundry.
Love it.
Should have played that last segment. I didn't think about it.
It's probably a good idea. All right, look, we're going to talk a little bit more about the playoffs. I just want to say, Ann probably did the best job of explaining the magic number.
It took a lot of practice today, just so you know.
Of any explanation I've ever had, and I think hearing that the magic number won't go up,
mm-mm,
is probably what is really going to make people feel better, because you hear it's a 4-point game, right?
Right.
With this game tomorrow against the Blues, and you think to yourself, so if the Preds lose, it's going to be a magic number's 12 points.
No,
but
magic number stays 8.
Okay.
Now the thing that does go down is games remaining, so you don't want to mess around.
You don't want to mess around, because if you mess around, you might find out. Okay. So here's the thing. It's a big week. There's 4 games before our next show, before next Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. First, you got St. Louis, which you already discussed. All right. Then you've got the New York Islanders. New York Islanders are 1 point out of a wild card spot. I'm going to assume that's going to be, even though they're in an entirely different conference, that's going to be a highly competitive game.
It is.
I'm a little concerned. I mean, that's a challenge, because you've got two teams, one that's fighting to get their playoff spot locked up, which if they win against the Blues, that magic number is going to be 4.
Going to be 4.
They're going to be hungry.
Yes.
They want to get that number down to 2, right?
They are.
But at the same time, the Islanders are fighting to even get into that spot.
Yeah, I think this game is going to be very competitive. Don't let record or in playoffs locked up, not locked up, be anything that makes you think, this is going to be a gimme game.
Nope.
There's no gimme games, first of all, in the NHL. No. Certainly not in this scenario.
No, you can look at that Arizona situation and see that's true. And then you've got the New Jersey Devils. And I'm going to say this. Look, they're 6 points out of a wild card spot. And while you're like, well, the Blues are 6 points out of a wild card spot, does that mean there's a ton of teams between them,
right,
and in that last wild card spot? And I don't think that necessarily should take anything away from them. But what you're kind of hoping is that, you know, maybe that's a game where you can push and get the result you want.
Yes.
And if you're going on a run here, again, assuming you beat the Blues,
right, it would be
down to 4.
It would be great. Yeah.
You can clinch a spot as early as this game, correct?
You could. As long as Minnesota doesn't leapfrog St. Louis, because then you've kind of got to keep one eye on Minnesota. It's whatever team is right outside of the wild card.
Now there's a wrench.
I need a diagram.
We need a dry erase board.
Yes.
Something to map
Look,
this out.
Look, here's what you need to know.
Okay.
Win games, Nashville.
That's it.
Lose games, St. Louis and Minnesota.
Yeah, win games.
Not asking for the world.
Just win, baby. That's all you got to do. And then, of course, finally,
yeah,
Winnipeg, which right now, they're third in the Central Division. Their playoff spot is all but locked up. But could you catch them on an off night?
Yeah, I think Winnipeg has had a couple of nights that were a little bit off. So, you know, before the Boston loss, before this three-game no-point streak, kind of looking ahead in my mind, I looked at this Winnipeg game as like, hey, this is high noon, baby. Like, let's see, you know, Winnipeg and Nashville, they could be duking it out for that third spot. At this point now, I would say if that is high noon, the St. Louis game is like 11:58.
Oh, okay.
So let's get to St. Louis and get that taken care of. And here is what's real. Andrew Brunette, when talking about the postseason, you know, his attitude, I think probably the attitude in the locker room across the board is, we'll take who we get. Let's get in.
Yeah.
You know, would it be great to get that third spot over Winnipeg? Absolutely.
Sure.
But this team's going to play who they get.
You get what you get.
You get what you get, and you don't throw
you
a
fuss,
fit.
You get hit.
Oh, it was a little different where I grew up. But
well, that's nice. Speaking of hits, we're going to talk about something else. I think that's enough playoff talk, and I want to talk about something that's actually very near and dear to my heart, and I know to yours as well, too. So let me get very serious for a minute, and here's the thing. Speaking of hits, I want to talk about charity. And over here at Penalty Box Radio, we've recently announced that we are going to do a fundraiser that kind of coincides with Jeremy Lazon's hits record chase. As
as
we've discussed numerous times on our website, on the social media channels, and on this show, I've been very excited about the reality that this is a record he could break. Now, if he doesn't break it, this doesn't change any of what we're about to talk about. But the reason that I'm so invested in this, and some people might say, why are you so excited about a stat like hits? You know, why is this what you're focused on? And here's my thing. I've said before, you know, the first person who's going to – really the only person who's ever going to get blamed in a game is the defender. You know, everybody's got a soft spot for goalies. Forwards aren't defending, right? So it's not their fault, surely, even though they should be back checking. But the defenders are always going to get the brunt of the blame. And you know, me personally, we've talked about my smelly 9-year-old boy. Growing up, which is funny to say when he's in the middle of that process, he's always been a big Ryan Ellis fan. That's his number one guy.
Love
always
it.
Has been. Wept. Just inconsolably when the trade news came out, just an absolute just heartbreaker for him. You know, he's always chosen his number, his whatever his number is in any sport, whether it's hockey or baseball, it's always been Ryan Ellis's number or some variation thereof, 494, 49. That's just it, he's a defender. And, you know, you look at little kids going out to play hockey, and what position does everybody want to play? I want to be a forward. I want to score goals.
Score it. Yep.
So they never say who wants to be a forward when you're trying to figure out what kind of team you have. They say who wants to be a defender. Only kid that raises his hand, me, I want to be a defender. And there he's like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, I do. He's like, okay, cool. Well, you can be a defender. And he's, yes. Not everybody's reaction when they get told that at this age. And, you know, look – defense, if you're Roman Yossi, can be a very glamorous position. But for me, I consider myself to be the champion of the third pair defender. I think you look at these guys that come in and fill these roles, there's no glory to that. You're coming in, you're playing the hard minutes, you're giving the first pairing guys a breather, you're playing a hard physical game. Your matchups aren't always the best, but you're gonna go out there and crush some dudes. And that's kind of the thing. So when you see somebody like Jeremy Lazon, he's not just this offensive monster, right? He's somebody that's defensive heavy, he plays a heavy game, always has. But he's excelling at what he does. I think it's exciting because you can always celebrate goals. They give out a lot of cool trophies and prizes for that. They don't give out trophies for hits.
True.
They don't. So when I see Lazon kind of on this run here, I get excited about it. And unfortunately, the way my brain works is that when I get excited about something, I want everybody else to be excited about it. And I think a cool way to do that is, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand the impact that hits make on the ice, but they do.
I agree.
On the ice, a hit can take a player out of a play. I don't mean injured. I mean, like, they slow them down. They keep them from getting up into the play. So it also creates space for your team. And sometimes that's what you're best players need to score those really cool goals is space. And if you're crushing a guy against the boards, he's not in front of the net. And you've helped clear one of those guys out of the way. And that's what a hit can do on the ice. But I want hits to be able to do something off the ice. And this is the fundraiser that we've done. So what we've set up, and you can go to penaltyboxradio.com, look under the Nashville Predators tab and find this. You can look on our social media channels and find it pretty much everywhere now. It's not on Instagram yet, but I'm figuring it out. But you can go to any of those places, and there is a pledge form. And what you're going to do on that pledge form is very simple and straightforward. You are going to make a pledge per hit on the season. You can also choose to add the playoffs. If you feel like the Preds are going to make the playoffs, you're confident in that. And you can choose to pledge a certain amount per Jeremy Lauzon hit for the rest of the season or the entire season in the playoffs. And look, the record is 382.
It's a lot of hits.
But if you're pledging a penny, you're going to be donating probably somewhere around $4,
right?
Which is fine. I think that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. People can afford different things. If you're like, well, I want to do 10 cents and I want to, you know, do $40, perfect, do that. That's great too. But I don't want you to think that if you're only pledging a penny that's going to be viewed any less. And we've talked to Jeremy Lauzon. We wanted the donations to go to his favorite charity. Charity he's selected is Friends of Mac.
Love this.
And MAC, of course, is Metro Animal Care and Control. I believe it's a 94% of the, like, for every dollar, 94 cents of that dollar goes directly to helping animals, which I think is a pretty good. There's a lot
That's
of
terrific.
Charities out there that, oh, it's like 12% to actually go to what it says they're going to go to. So, and of course, if you pledge, basically, and you show proof that you've made the donation at the end of the season, you'll be entered into a drawing. And the prize I have right now, which ended up being donated, I bought it, but the guy heard what I was doing with it and donated it to me, is an autographed Jeremy Lauzon rookie card, which is pretty
cool.
And if for those of you who are out there, it looks to be a 9 or a 10 on the grading scale, which some people get excited about, but it's not graded. Either way, I think it's a pretty cool opportunity. I'd like to see the hits do something good off the ice too. Really excited about this opportunity. Hope you guys will check it out. And that's all the time we have in this segment. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to get excited. I'm not even gonna be able to preview the main event 3-on-3 draft topic until we get back. So
okay.
We're going to go out on that. Folks, the show's almost over, but your real estate journey is just beginning. With Salus Realty Group, you're always on the winning team. Their dedication to clients is as relentless as the Preds on a power play. Lace up for your real estate play at salusrealtygroup.com. Salus Realty Group, where every deal is a hat trick. You didn't get to say much, I'm sorry.
No, I thought that was great. Well, I didn't feel like I needed to say anything.
Okay.
I thought that was great.
I think I was able to say everything I wanted to say.
I'm going to kill it on this 3-on-3 draft.
Well, you get the first pick.
Oh, it wouldn't matter, but okay. I don't know. You always pull out something like a thumb drive, and I'm like, who can compete with that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
And that's why. Welcome back to Penalty Box Radio Live. This segment is brought to you by Main Event. Main Event just opened their newest location in Murfreesboro, and let me tell you, it is worth the drive. They've got everything you need to have fun. Bowling, billiards, laser tag, a full menu, full service bar, and a whole lot of games. This brand new facility, and what I mean by brand new is that you're not going to an old Kmart and having a good time. It's a brand new, purpose-built facility, has plenty of room for your family, team, or corporate event. Ask about the Penalty Box Radio special when signing up for a year-end sports party or other event. For some extra fun on us, head over to mainevent.com for more information today. Okay, the Main Event 3-on-3 draft is upon us.
It's on.
And I just want to say, It has not been without controversy that we have come to this topic today. There were some members of my household that were upset when I mentioned that this was what we were drafting. I got a lot of flack.
Really?
A lot of flack. And my pride's been hurt a little bit.
It's going to be hurt a little bit more in a few minutes, but
there are some hot takes coming tonight from Ann, and I'll tell you, we're going to draft headwear.
Let's go.
Headwear.
There's
no other explanation other than headwear. And I'm going to let you go first. I don't remember who went first last time you and I drafted, so I'm just always going to defer to you.
I appreciate it.
That situation. Next time, it's going to be me. But
okay.
This time it's you, and I'd like you to go ahead and share with me your first round draft pick for headwear.
Headwear, okay. Headwear. I want it to be noted that I almost brought this in to prove that I own it, because I want Connor to know this is real. This is legit. Best piece of headwear, Darth Vader helmet.
Oh.
Like,
I'm
legit Darth Vader helmet.
I have no words on that one. Just keep it going.
It's going to be hard to beat Ann now. I'll say that.
I feel confident.
I may have lost it in the first round.
A strong first pick.
It is.
It's a strong first pick. And I'm going to tell you, I too own a Darth Vader helmet.
Do you really?
I've got one in the closet at school. It's one that you can talk through and it changes your voice.
Come on.
Does yours change?
Yes. Oh, it does change the voice, yes.
Okay, so we can't go tit for tat on that one.
Nope.
Okay, well, so if we can't, if the very, very specific specialty helmet has been taken already, I'm going to go with just a standby favorite that I think gets a lot of people through a rough day. I'm going to go with a baseball cap. Hard to argue with a baseball cap.
I mean, it is.
Very hard to argue.
I feel like most days maybe would be made better if you put on a Darth Vader helmet, but
fact.
Most days are made better when you put on a baseball cap.
Are you a flat brim?
No. Oh, goodness. No. I don't.
Why are we doing that?
Curved is the only way to go.
Thank you.
That will preach.
Thank you. I don't know what generation it is that has decided that the flat bill is a thing, but I tell you what.
What are we doing?
They need to get off my lawn.
Yeah. Come on now.
They need to get off my lawn, and I'm, 20 years younger than you? I mean,
let's not do math.
It's
more than that, but whatever.
We're not good at math.
Old enough to be your dad. All right.
Yeah. All right. Pick number two.
Okay.
Pick number two. I am going for the mullet wig. There is no event that is not made better by wearing a mullet wig.
I'm afraid that Ann may have brought the heat tonight. That hot take.
You could combo that with the Darth Vader helmet.
Oh, my gosh. And now it's a party.
Wayne's World Vader.
Oh, man. I tell you what. I don't even know. I don't even know if I have a chance here. I'm going to start the Hail Mary now. Like, I've got a cool pick, but I'm afraid I'm going to say it, and it's just going to fall on deaf ears.
It's going to be great.
And everyone's going to be like, that's dumb. It's all the things that my wife said about this are coming true. She's like, well, you're going to hate it when you lose. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to lose. I'm a clever boy. But here we go. Here we go. All right. This is – I don't own one of these. I feel like you have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever will earn it, but I'm going to say a crown.
Yeah.
So people know that you're the king.
Good. Or queen.
Well, I mean, either way. Not here to judge.
Man, now I've got to decide. I've got two really good ones, and I've got to decide which one I'm going to go with. This is tough. But I am going to go with Mickey Mouse ears. If you're wearing Mickey Mouse ears, A, you are at or have been at the happiest place on earth. And there are so many cool varieties. Like you can get, I was just in Disney with my sister. You can get Cinderella ones. You can get R2-D2 Mickey Mouse ears, friends.
Or Darth Vader.
Mickey Mouse ears. I mean, winner, winner, chicken dinner. But go ahead, Sean.
I don't even know if it's worth choosing.
Do you want my other answer?
Throw it. Hail Mary. Half court heave.
I don't even know if I have anything that, I mean, First, I could debate the Mouse Ears thing. Like, I don't know. Like, is it the happiest place on earth?
No.
I mean, it's crowded. Like, no. Everything's really expensive.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of people there. Is that the same as crowded? That's the same as crowded. It's hot, usually.
It is.
You got to stand
hot.
In lines. Yeah. More lines than the Great Depression. I mean, is that really where you want to go? I'm going to pay a bunch of money to stand in line all day. Don't even get soup at the end.
Yes, but here's the thing. Even though it's hot there, your Mickey Mouse ears don't get wet from sweat. So still a winner.
On today's episode of Penalty Box, Sean ruins amusement parks.
Well, they're doing a good enough job of that on their own. There goes that. There goes that Disney sponsorship we were hoping for. Arrgh! Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to pick the hat that I should probably be wearing now. I'm going to go with a dunce cap. Because if a crown lets everybody know you're a king, the dunce cap lets everybody know that you're Sean Smith, a moron.
I think you should take the moral victory on this one. Hold your head high.
No, with my dunce cap on it. Yeah. Do we have one here I can put on? All right. Well, let's turn it over. Apparently, Connor needs to make his what I'm assuming to be very easy choice.
Take your time and think about it.
And needs to
if
celebrate.
You want to,
and then there's a couple of things I need to say before we get out of here. So, Connor, grace us with your answer.
Star Wars, Wayne's World, Star Wars again. I mean, come on, man. Like, I'm sorry, Sean. It's a 30-point blowout, buddy.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But we had some good times today.
Some good times.
I played the rock for you.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Listen, Anne, do you want to take your victory lap?
No, I just would like to take my crown, an average piece of headwear.
There's a football helmet over here in the corner.
You want? No,
okay.
Thank
you want to put that on?
Who did? Why didn't you draft a football helmet? What? Or a hockey helmet? A goalie mask?
I don't know. It was a bad day for Sean Smith on the draft. All right, look, before we get out of here, just want to apologize to everybody out there. We had some complaints called in with all of the potty talk earlier when Ann said fart. Really got people fired up.
The FCC is not happy.
There's probably a ban coming in, suspension of some kind, probably a fine. So that's what happens. You get us in here, it goes haywire real quick. So sorry for that, folks. But thanks for listening to Penalty Box Radio Live, presented by Salus Realty Group. Salus Realty Group, your premier destination for Nashville, Tennessee real estate. Also thanks to Truvo Sports Laundry, the Music City Marauders, and Main Event of Murfreesboro. And thank you for joining me tonight. Congratulations on your victory. Any last words?
Go Preds.
Go Preds. And we'll see you guys again next week.